Electromatic radio.
Come to Papa. Hey, kid, we on the air? Ah, well, never mind. Even your grotesque irresponsibility isn't enough to bring me down today, because I'm having my annual good mood, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Say, there's something I can drink to. Skol. What the hell? My console's frozen. What's going on? Matt? Matt, what's with all the alarms? Matt, hello? The phone's dead, too. All right, anyway, it's a nice day out. I think I'll go ahead and knock off for,
Ray Grimwald.
Yes?
This is Sprax of the Symmetrian Collective. Do not attempt to leave the premises.
What?
We have decided that this facility is of use to us in our plans to dominate this planet. Please stay where you are. Do not attempt to escape. Do not try to resist as we extract your brain through your ear canal.
Oh, no, you don't. There!
We find your hopeless attempt to stave off your inevitable demise by locking your door highly humorous, yet pitiable and altogether depressing. Prepare to cower before the might of advanced Symmetrian technology.
Oh my god! No, not my brain! What'll I use to work crossword puzzles with?
Thanks, Gray, that's good. You can get out from under your desk now. Really, though, don't you think you could have put up more of a fight than that?
You!
I mean, come on, man. They're gonna suck your brain out through a tube and feed it to their insectoid hellspawn. There are all kinds of weapons around this room you could use if you just used a little ingenuity. I mean, look, a stapler and a magnifying glass. Put them together and presto, weapon. Well, locking the door was at least a move in the right direction, so I'm just going to let you go with a warning this time. But just think about what would happen in the event of a real killer robot invasion, okay? Gray? Why are you staring at me like that?
Hand me that vase.
This one?
Yeah.
Here.
Thanks.
Ow! What was that for?
What was that for, insectoid hellspawn? Just be glad I'm in such a good mood, otherwise you'd never blow that whistle again. With your mouth, anyway.
Gray, that was a drill. We have a few every year. It's for your own safety.
A drill? You mean like a fire drill?
Fire drills are so last century, Gray. Electromatic radio is prepared for the threats of the modern times we live in. Let's see, we have drills for banana embargoes, a rain of boulders, a singularity smuggled into the building, poltergeists, hats coming back into fashion.
But no fire drill.
Come to think of it, no. But fires are pretty unlikely, aren't they?
No, they aren't.
Oh, well, I'll talk to Mr. Osborne and see if we have room in the budget.
Alert.
I don't know, our systems are offline.
Matt Appleyard, at last I have you at my mercy.
Hi, who is this?
I suppose you don't recognize my voice, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, perhaps this will jog your memory.
No.
You sure? Listen again. What about this?
Sorry, it doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, does the name Professor Cassius Klatch mean anything to you?
Klatch. Professor Klatch, No, I don't seem
second to... Second shift at the sack and carry, about 4 years ago, your co-worker always wore loafers and one of those... the novelty calculator wristwatches?
Phil?
No! Klatch! Cassius Klatch! And you once made fun of my pink corduroy double-knit flared slacks.
Sorry,
I'm
not...
And we both applied for the job as control technician at Electromatic Radio. Only you got the job because you have marginally better people skills. And I had to go back to sacking groceries and mopping up broken jars of strained carrots day after day!
Are you sure this isn't Phil?
This is not Phil!
Sorry, have we met?
For the love of God. Anyway, I did find a radio station in this town that appreciates my genius. You may have heard of it. A little station known as Autotronic Radio.
Autotronic Radio?
There! That's what the fear of God in you, hasn't it, you little weasel? Well, that's nothing! Get a load of this!
Uh-oh.
There is no escape for you now. You're trapped! Trapped! Your systems are dead. Your phones are dead. And since your show is transcribed, there's no point in appealing to your listeners for help. That is, if you even have listeners!
Alright, kid, you had your fun, but twice in one day, I mean, come on, what is this, the mad scientist drill or something?
I am not mad! And you, Mr. Mets fan, you will pay for that slur with your life!
This isn't a drill, Gray.
Indeed, Mr. Grimwald, this is not a drill. You see, there's not enough room in this town for both of our stations. So we've decided to level the playing field, so to speak. In fact, I plan to not just level it, but to reduce it to a glass sheet at the bottom of a very large crater.
Gasp!
Even saying gasp won't save you now. That low hum you hear is the sound of your reactor's protonic infuser in controlled overdrive, which means that you have less than 40 minutes before your pathetic excuse for a radio station becomes a tower of golden flame. And you? An incandescent gas.
Well, there goes the last of my good mood.
And with Electromatic Radio out of the way, Autotronic Radio will have a full 17% share of the Drakesville radio market!
Now come on, Phil, is that you?
Did I say 40 minutes? Try 30, you little weed!
I think you need to shut up now, kid.
I woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed. The hazy sunrise wraps up. I do just what they said. And the morning blue is warning you. The Sabbath branch is storming through in the dawn of the morning blue. Just take me away. Every season and the patriotic treason, the ringing of the bells, the avalanche of sorrow and the soul afraid tomorrow. There is not a day tomorrow, it's all about today. And the morning blue is warning you, the avalanche is storming. Stand in, I would never mind it. Sit and stare, or say a prayer for all you left behind. Call me, just never be the last one left in line. Oh. this morning, all wrong side of the bed. I should have stayed in bed and slept all day instead. There ain't no profit in this day that lies ahead. These blurry images still echo in my head.
Hand me a 7 1/4 micro flange clipper.
This?
That's a trianalog compensator, Gray.
Is this it?
That's a biometric interfacer.
Well, what about this?
Transionic submitter.
This?
Neutronic paramagnetizer. Look, just give me the damn toolbox.
I can't believe you drew up contingency plans for how the station could survive a tidal wave of Bengal tigers, but you didn't come up with one for mad scientists trapping us in the building and blowing up our reactor.
It seemed a little far-fetched to me. I didn't think we should spend the money on it.
Yeah, but you spent money having remotely operated titanium shutters installed all over the building.
Look, when a tidal wave of Bengal tigers does hit Drakesville and the whole town is 10 or 15 feet deep with ferocious tigers, you'll be damn glad I had those shutters installed.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, thanks to your shutters, we're trapped in here with a proton bomb that's gonna go off in less than 20 minutes, and some whack job who keeps popping up over our intercom to taunt us with these stupid riddles.
Riddle me this, pathetic
oh,
fool!
Oh god, there he is again!
What is it that wears shirts and can be disassembled very quickly, but impossible to put back together again?
Gee, I don't know. Your butt, maybe?
No! Wrong! The answer is you! Because I'm going to blow you up into pieces, and you'll be dead! Dead!
Oh, that's very clever.
Couldn't have guessed.
All right. How about this one? Why is a blind goblin like a fire hydrant?
Oh, Jesus, can't you at least shut him up?
With pleasure.
Well, have you guessed yet? You'll never guess, because you're fools! Fools! Fools!
Jeez, there, now maybe I can concentrate.
Are you any closer to getting that thing figured out?
Klatch has hacked into Evie's control system. She's been reprogrammed to overdrive the proton infuser until our reactor explodes.
Well, why don't you cut the power? Shut her down!
It's not like she has a plug we can pull, Gray. She gets her power from the reactor. The only way we can shut her down is through a manual interface like this console, which Klatch has frozen. That's why I'm rewiring it. If I can only just gain access to her, I may be able to get her to listen to me. Hey, Gray, could you come here for a second?
What?
Put your finger here.
Where?
Right here, the blue wire.
The blue... Ah!
Okay, so that worked.
Why I oughta...
Right there, I think that's done it. Now to override the signal.
Corp breach in 23 minutes
come
and counting.
Come on, Evie.
Corp breach in 24 minutes and counting.
Hey, it's working!
Corp breach in 22 minutes and
that's
counting.
That's wrong.
Corp breach in 12 days, 5 hours, 13 minutes and counting.
Hey, that's more like it!
Yeah,
corp
that...
Corp breach in 5...
To
damn it!
Four,
damn it! Damn it!
Three.
Cut it! Do
two,
something!
One. Corp breach in 23 minutes and counting.
All right. Well, there. I bought us an extra 40 seconds. Better than nothing.
I think I'm gonna have another drink.
Drink? Drink? That's it! Gray, you're a genius!
Really?
Yes! If we drink ourselves senseless, we won't have to face that final terrifying moment when our bodies are suddenly shredded into breakfast cereal-sized chunks! Give me that bottle!
Me first! Me first!
Let go, damn it!
Look out! Oh, well, thanks, Matt!
I'll go get us a couple of sponges and some paper cups.
Auf der doch einfacher, wenn wir Atme Du bist ja schon ganz blass Oh, bitte atme Oh, bitte atme Sonst erlebst du nicht den Tag Oh, bitte atme
Get off the ground, they think too slow. Running people, searching, but they don't find, cause it's the soul they left behind long time ago. Oh, it's fighting. What are they fighting for? Some kind of modern day holy war. Come strike a blow. Running people, running people, running people, running people. Running people. Turn around and face your fear, cause all your problems will still be here if you stay or go. Running people, feverish and volatile, give them an inch and they'll take a mile with mind control. Midnight lingers, pledge your insanity, order the beast to keep you running free. Look out below. Running people, running people, running people, running people, running people. Running people, yeah, yeah, yeah. Running people, oh, oh. Running people. Oh, 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 oh.
Another sponge full of gin, kid?
No, thanks, Gray. I'm trying to think. We're missing something here. I'm sure of it. There must be something I haven't tried.
Like what?
Well, let's take the problem apart and see. Evie won't stop overdriving the proton infuser until the reactor explodes, right?
Oh, sure.
So in order to stop her, we have to convince her that the reactor has exploded. Send her a termination signal of some kind.
Whatever.
But the problem is that we don't know what kind of signal that would be, so we can't simulate it.
Right.
Well, then that's it.
What?
The only way we can get that termination signal is to let the reactor explode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Why didn't I think of that? Let the thing explode. Why not? I'm sick of life anyway.
Yeah, but wait, here's the good part. When the reactor explodes, we send the completely genuine termination signal back in time to Evie before the explosion.
I got a better idea. Well, why don't we contact the Leprechaun Clown Brigade from the Candy Cane Kingdom, and they can come and rescue us.
I'm serious, Gray. Look. This is a tachyon phase transceiver. I've been using it to crank call myself, but I never actually thought I could find a really practical use for it. if I calibrate it to its own wavelength and plug it into Evie's communications subprocessor here at the junction, when the reactor goes up, the transceiver in the future will relay the resulting termination signal to the transceiver in the past and then onto Evie, see?
So we have to let the reactor explode in order for this to work.
Yes.
I'd rather not go through with it.
You have to go through with it to make sure you don't have to go through with it.
Oh, of course.
Besides, we really don't have a choice. This is all we got, and we're just about out of time.
And what are the odds of this working?
Given that it's all technobabble, not very good.
Right.
56, 55, 54.
Okay, that's that. Either it works or it doesn't. Nothing to do now but sit and wait for the reactor to explode.
47, 46.
It's the mutant rats I feel sorry for. And poor Phyllis the Witch.
Who?
And boy, is Mr. Osborne going to be cheesed when he finds out.
38, 37.
So, this is it, huh?
Sure looks like it.
33.
You know, this wasn't how I expected to die.
Really?
Yeah, I always figured I'd die while skydiving.
I didn't know you were into skydiving, Gray.
I'm not. I figured if I never actually tried it, who knows how long I'd live.
I can see that.
18. 17.
Well, this is it. Any last words?
Yes, actually.
13, 12.
Nipple. 10, plummet.
9,
basin.
8,
lesion. 7, triangulate. 6,
5,
polyurethane.
Good words, Matt.
Thanks, Gray.
1, 0.
Okay, that's that. Either it works or it doesn't. Nothing to do now but sit and wait for the reactor. And there we go!
Was that it? Was that it?
All systems normal. Evie rebooted after receiving the termination signal. She's just fine, aren't you, girl? Evie, it's okay. It's okay, Evie! I know it wasn't your fault. It's all right. Just go ahead and take the station out of lockdown.
You did it, kid! You actually did it! We're alive!
Evie, put Professor Cassius Clatch on the line and reverse the charges. Thanks.
Autotronic Radio, Professor Cassius Clatch speaking.
Phil?
Apple Yard!
He knows me!
So you managed to get your phone working, eh? Well, no matter. You have a mere 5 seconds to live. Say goodbye, you little vermin!
Well, okay. Goodbye, you little vermin.
3, 2, 1... Die, Apple Yard! Die! Why aren't you exploding? Why aren't you exploding? It's time for you to explode! Explode, damn it! It can't be! Your time is up! It's impossible!
It's electromagnetic radio. Anyway, I just called to say hello, you failed, before wiping Autotronic Radio off the face of the Earth.
With what? A Meson bomb?
No.
A particle decelerator?
Better.
Better than a particle decelerator?
Much. I'm hijacking your signal. Let's see what kind of market share you have after your station has a little format change.
Welcome to Autotronic Radio, your Bay City roller station, where it's Roller Mania 24 hours a day, every day. Next up, the Bay City Rollers!
No!
Bye-bye.
Matt, I know I don't say it ever, and I wouldn't be saying it now if I weren't so drunk. But although you piss me the hell off sometimes and give me no alternative but to beat you over the head with blunt objects, deep down, I really do consider you a friend.
No kidding?
No kidding.
Put her there, pal.
What the?
Code 7.
A Code 7 alert? That's a natural disaster. There should be something about it on the Civil Defense Band. Hold on.
Alert.
This is an emergency alert for Ives Hillside and Drakesville. A 30-foot tidal wave of ferocious man-eating Bengal tigers is approaching your area from the south-southeast at a rate of 55 to 60 miles per hour. You are advised to stay
indoors. See? Who's laughing at my titanium anti-tiger shutters now?
God, I need another line of work.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.